Welcome to this podcast about the Saltchuk and Hobart Bay in Alaska. The article is produced by Coastview, written by Dr. Carl Schock, and read by a computer-generated voice. Scroll down to see pictures, maps, and embedded links to additional information. Please consider subscribing to enjoy more articles and podcasts at coastview.org. The Saltchuk is a lagoon at the head of Hobart Bay, on the eastern shore of Stevens Passage, about 71 miles southeast of Juneau and 46 miles north-northwest of Petersburg, Alaska. The bay was named in 1889 by Lieutenant Commander Henry B. Mansfield of the U.S. Navy, after Point Hobart, about a mile to the south. Point Hobart, in turn, was named by Captain George Vancouver for John Hobart, the second Earl of Buckinghamshire. Hobart Bay was first settled as a logging camp that same year. Saltchuk is a local name published in 1943 by the U.S. Coast and Geodetic Survey. Chuk is a Chinook jargon word meaning water. According to Edward L. Keithon of the Alaska Historical Library and Museum, the term is usually applied to a salt lake that fills at high tide, sometimes with a bore, and empties or partly empties at low tide with a reverse bore or, occasionally, rapids. A strong or dangerous chuk is sometimes called a skookum chuk, skookum meaning strong. Hobart Bay was long a logging camp operated by Goldbelt, a Juneau-based corporation whose shareholders are Alaska natives of Tlingit and Haida descent. Goldbelt owns roughly 30,000 acres of land in and around the bay. Logging ended in 1999, and the area is now managed for the regrowth of spruce and hemlock. The introduction of bark and wood debris into the water near log transfer facilities has been a concern in Hobart Bay and has been monitored to gauge its effects on the marine ecosystem. The main physical impact is the deposition and buildup of debris on the seafloor, which can create anoxic or hypoxic conditions. Thank you for listening. Read the article below for more information, including links to source material and references. Please subscribe to learn more about the West Coast of North America at coastview.org.